Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. We are speaking with David Gibson. Mr. Gibson, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing good, Tyler. Everything's moving right along at a fast pace.
Well, that's good to hear, and I know we're all glad that we finally got some moisture to the area.
Yeah, it was good to have the little bit we had. I know some spots got more than others, but in general, man, we're still needing a lot more moisture to catch up on where we're at, and especially, you know, here we are in late January, soon to be February, getting ready to really start thinking about putting crops in the ground again here on the High Plains, and already know some producers started some pre-watering, and others are talking about that just in order to try to get enough moisture back in their soil in order to get the plants to come up and get a crop started when that time does come. So critical that we get some more moisture here across the High Plains, and really much of Texas is in the same condition. If you look at the drought maps that were released on Thursday, you just see a growing drought situation for much of our area.
Oh, yes. And I know with everyone starting to get ready into the planting season, from your side of things, where are you seeing the market?
Well, right now, as we look at just in the last day or two, we're seeing December corn on the board of on the Chicago board of trade trading somewhere in the 570 a bushel range, which generally for our area would equate out probably to around a $6 per bushel cash price, which is really a good starting point for our producers to have that, be looking at those kind of prices. But as we all know, there's a master marketing course been going on this week in Amarillo, and I hope a lot of growers are learning and looking at using some of those kind of tools in order to preserve some of this price that we're seeing now, just in case we see it collapse earlier or later on in the year and as we move into planting in the Midwest and other parts of the U.S.
All right, and then now I know we talked a little bit before we went on air about some fertilizer issues.
Yeah, we're still seeing producers putting this fertilizer out now, and we're seeing a little break in some of the market. But a study that we just recently did, along with 20 other states, showing, we're way overpaying for some of this fertilizer. It's not our wholesalers' problems. It's the suppliers. They're telling us it's because of natural gas prices, and we have seen natural gas rise a little bit this week. But still, even at that, we're anhydrous ammonia is way overpriced, and that's just due to lack of competition and some of the manufacturing end coming down back to our growers. We're seeing phosphates running well high again, and part of that's due to some tariffs on some imported phosphates, and just really putting pressure on the market. Just this week, we were contacted by one of the major manufacturers saying, we're suffering too, but we do realize farmers are being real profitable or looking at a real profitable year, and so that justifies us charging more. And just quite honestly, that's not a good reason to be really running those prices up on our growers at this point in time. If we could price our corn based off of what it cost us our inputs, that's one thing. But in this case, farmers are down there, and we're paying these big prices right now. We're looking at markets that are good, but at the other hand, we haven't made a crop yet, and we're having to pay these exorbitant inputs based on the fact that we're going to get this much or more out of our crop and even make a crop. And it's certainly the concerns and things that we've been working on behalf of our producers.
So just kind of looking into the upcoming year, if you don't see any change on that, what are some of the, not the consequences, but what are some of the downfalls you think that would come from that?
Well, we've been hearing growers, they're looking at switching crops. They're changing up their cropping patterns, and that's, you know, they have good rotations built in their operations, and they need to maintain those, and this could force that to change. We may see them planting their crop and not applying the proper amount of fertilizer. Our growers are really good, and we pretty much spoon feed our crops, and we have been for several years as we've tried to cut back on all of our input costs. And then this way, with these real high input costs, we may see some corners being cut that'll ultimately, at the end, you know, lower our economic returns back on those acres and ultimately back to our farmers and all the people they do business with. If we can't, we just can't be in a spot where that we can't give the nutrition to the plant that it needs in order to be a healthy plant and produce optimally out in the field.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gibson, is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap things up?
Well, it's one thing, Tyler, I would say is, you know, election time is coming up, and I encourage everyone to be watching real close on the elections. We have some contested races there for state senator. And I believe early voting starts here around the 15th of February. And I encourage all our members and all those out there to study up, get to know the candidates, and be ready to get out there and either early vote or be sure they're in there at the polls on March 1st. Real important time, and we need to have some real informed voters as they go to the polls to be sure that we get some folks that will really be up there representing our area.
Oh, definitely indeed. Well, Mr. Gibson, thank you so much for always taking the time out to talk with us.
All right. Thanks, sir. Take care.